It was a secret he thought he'd take to the grave. A man's personal journey takes an unexpected turn. Donald sat on the park bench enjoying his lunch, a ham and cheese sandwich he'd prepared at home, accompanied by a small bag of chips and a can of soda. Summer had arrived and the local kids were out of school. He observed a group of high schoolers engaged in a game of ultimate frisbee, his attention drawn to the young women and their athletic attire. It struck him as peculiar how the boys favored baggy clothing, while the girls opted for form-fitting outfits. Donald possessed a vibrant imagination and often daydreamed about experiencing life in a different way. He harbored no harmful intentions towards anyone, and his thoughts remained firmly in the realm of fantasy. His deepest desire, unattainable as it seemed, was simply to have been born differently. So he contented himself with watching the youngsters on the field, engaging in harmless flights of fancy. This yearning had been with him since childhood. He couldn't recall when the notion first took root, only that it was a fundamental part of his identity. Regrettably, he always understood it was merely a dream. His upbringing instilled in him a reluctance to share such sentiments, so he concealed his true feelings throughout adolescence. During his final year of high school, he crossed paths with Anna, and they fell deeply in love. He cherished her and secretly hoped she would also be his anchor, helping to subdue his unconventional thoughts. They married shortly after graduation and established a life together. Outwardly, they seemed the perfect couple, brimming with happiness and mutual affection. Anna appeared to be the epitome of contentment, and Donald reciprocated those feelings, with one lingering exception. His inner desires persisted. Whenever he saw an attractive young woman, he couldn't help but wonder what it would be like to be in her shoes. Even in his intimate moments with Anna, he couldn't shake off these thoughts, particularly when they were in bed. The feelings were as intense as ever. Suddenly, a small alarm sounded, reminding Donald that his lunch break was nearly over. For the past 5 years, he had diligently worked as an accountant, gradually climbing the corporate ladder. He provided well for himself and Anna, who worked as a nursing assistant while pursuing a nursing degree in her free time. Together, they were building a comfortable and fulfilling life. Donald gathered the remnants of his lunch and tossed them in a nearby trash can. Glancing back at the park one last time, he headed back to his desk to complete the workday. Donald was adept at his job. However, his concentration wavered on this particular day. It wasn't the girls at the park occupying his thoughts, though the memory of them lingered. Today was Donald's birthday, and he knew Anna would have a surprise in store for him. She always did. Birthdays and anniversaries never passed unnoticed with Anna, who had a flair for making them memorable. Donald eagerly anticipated her creative celebrations and thoughtful gifts. As he approached his apartment, he attempted to maintain a sense of calm. He noticed the blinds were drawn, preventing him from peeking inside. He didn't want his excitement to be too evident, yet he couldn't suppress his curiosity. Donald reached for the doorknob and discovered it was locked. He fumbled for his keys, his nerves making the simple task seem difficult. Finally, he opened the door to find nothing. He closed the door behind him and set down his belongings. The apartment was shrouded in darkness. As his eyes adapted, he discerned a single lit candle in the dining room, casting a faint light on a piece of paper resting beside it. Donald picked it up. It read simply, "Happy birthday," nothing more. A feeling of unease washed over him, replacing his earlier excitement with a sense of bewilderment. From the shadows behind him, a pair of arms embraced his waist. He recognized Anna's perfume as she rested her head on his shoulder and whispered, "Happy birthday, my love. I scared you, didn't I?" "Yes, you did," he replied, turning to kiss her. She returned the kiss passionately. "Are you ready?" she asked. Uncertain what to expect, he simply nodded in affirmation. Maintaining the darkness, she led him by the hand to the living room and gestured for him to sit on the love seat. She joined him, handing him a glass of wine and explaining that this was just the beginning of the celebration. As they sipped their wine, she revealed she had orchestrated something special for his birthday, but that it would have to wait. Soon, he would understand. She expressed her profound love for him, assuring him that he was the best partner anyone could ask for. Her sole wish was to spend the rest of her days with him. As Anna poured out her heartfelt words, Donald found it increasingly difficult to grasp their meaning. A mental fog enveloped him, impairing his ability to see, think, hear, and comprehend. Anna noticed the effects of the substance she had added to the wine taking hold. As Donald's eyes rolled back and his limbs went limp, She reached out to retrieve his glass before he lost consciousness and caused a spill. When Donald's head slumped back and his body relaxed completely, Anna knew he was deeply asleep. She gently kissed him on the lips and whispered, "Happy birthday, sweetheart," before reaching for the phone on the end table. The next phase of her plan was about to unfold. Some time elapsed before the darkness began to recede for Donald. His mind slowly pieced itself back together. His head was still clouded and his body felt numb. He attempted to open his eyes, but the light was too intense. "Can you hear me? Can you feel me holding your hand?" It was Anna's voice. With great effort, Donald concentrated on registering any sensation in his left hand. After a few moments, he could feel her gentle touch. "You." He tried to form the word yes, but found his mouth too dry to speak. Anna encouraged him not to try, just to nod, which he managed to do. "What?" Anna interrupted him again. "Don't try to talk. I know you have questions, and I'll explain everything. Just nod if you understand." Donald nodded again. "Okay, if I'm going too fast or you don't understand, just shake your head, okay?" He nodded once more. "Perfect. Here's the thing. This all began over 2 years ago. I wanted to do something truly exceptional for our 5th anniversary, but felt utterly lost. Then inspiration struck. I'd try to discern your desires without you even realizing it. I installed a keylogger on your computer to see where you were going online and what you were searching for. Let's just say I uncovered more than I had bargained for." Every word hit Donald like a blow. He frequented websites with pictures of women, and he doubted that surprised Anna. But he also spent time on websites exploring the concept of gender transition, pictures, stories, fantasies about men desiring to be women. More significantly, he had written a few such stories himself and even confided in people in chat rooms about his deepest yearnings, believing he was anonymous. Anna perceived the tears welling up in Donald's eyes. She had pierced through his defenses, and as expected, it was a distressing experience for him. "Please understand, I did this for you," she said softly. "When I realized the extent of your inner turmoil, I knew what my gift to you had to be, to help resolve it. Sadly, this meant enlisting professional assistance, which required resources we didn't have. However, my father did. I confided in him, asking for $50,000 without revealing the reason. My father's unwavering love shone through when he provided the money without question. I found a therapist specializing in gender identity. I couldn't afford the most renowned specialist, but my research led me to one with high recommendations and a fee within our means. I shared the transcripts I'd gathered from your computer and asked how we could alleviate your distress. It was evident from the transcripts that this weighed heavily upon you. The therapist's response was discouraging. There might not be a cure. Regardless, we devised a strategy for further diagnosis and exploration. I'm not one to easily accept defeat, and I was determined to find a solution. He suggested that he needed to speak to you directly, which presented a challenge in maintaining the element of surprise. We brainstormed at length and eventually found the solution staring us in the face, the chat logs, and with that, Alex Jones was born. Donald's eyes widened in astonishment at the mention of the name. Alex Jones was an individual he had encountered in a chat room over a year ago. Donald had connected with Alex, feeling a sense of kinship and opening up to him in ways he hadn't dared with anyone else. Anna continued, "I can tell you recognize that name. With the transcripts in hand, we were privy to the chat rooms you visited. We decided that the therapy could be facilitated discreetly through these channels. Due to patient confidentiality, the therapist couldn't divulge the content of your conversations. However, he assured me that based on your interactions, you were experiencing gender dysphoria. He had broached the topic with you in various ways, and the response was consistent. You wished you were a woman. After analyzing over a year of chat transcripts, he felt confident in his diagnosis. His conclusion, unfortunately, aligned with his initial suspicion. It was likely irreversible, a lifelong struggle. There was only one logical course of action left to me. Since I couldn't reverse the situation, I decided to embrace it. As of last night, you underwent surgery to..." Anna paused, choosing her words carefully. "To make certain alterations." Donald instinctively moved his hand towards his groin area. It was tender and heavily bandaged, but he could confirm a distinct absence of what was once there. Anna was telling the truth. Confusion settled over him, which Anna detected. You're right to sense that something isn't entirely straightforward. I'm sure you're familiar with the procedures surrounding such surgeries. Whether or not you'd ever personally undergo them, I'm sure you've researched them. Obtaining a recommendation from a psychologist is just one step. Reputable surgeons insist on a trial period where the patient lives as their chosen gender for at least a year before making any irreversible changes. What I did next was a difficult decision, but I believed it was in your best interest. I found a surgeon who, despite the unconventional approach, agreed to accept Dr. Alex's assessment and the year's worth of therapy interactions as your trial period. This came at a steep personal cost, one I'm not proud of. Tears streamed down Anna's face. I pray you can find it in your heart to forgive me. I made a difficult compromise, but my devotion to you never wavered. Donald closed his eyes, and Anna couldn't decipher if his expression held sadness or anger. She rose and walked to the other side of the room to regain her composure. Returning to Donald's side, she spoke resolutely. I vowed to see this through in one go, so I'll finish what I've started no matter what. Here's the reality. You've undergone the procedure you've always dreamt of, but only the initial step. No hormones, no further surgeries. Once you've recovered, you can choose to live as a man, and most people would never suspect otherwise, though you'd need testosterone for the rest of your life. And Anna paused again. Certain bodily functions would change as well. Alternatively, you can choose to continue down this path and fully embrace your transition. It's entirely your choice. That's the gift I've bestowed upon you, the autonomy to make a decision that you've desired all your life. Legally, you could take action against me for what I've done. I take full responsibility and have gone to great lengths to protect others involved. I truly believed my actions reflected your innermost longing. However, if I've interpreted you correctly, and you'd still have me, I wish to stay by your side. I meant it when I said, till death do us part. My love for you transcends gender. We can remain married, regardless of your choice. I'll leave you now so you can rest. Your phone's next to the bed. Call or text me when you've decided on your next steps. I hope to hear from you, and hope even more that you'll tell me you still care for me. Bending down, Anna kissed Donald on the forehead and headed for the door. At the threshold, she turned back, adding, one more thing. I'm pregnant. Another decision for us to make. Will this child have one parent or two? Will it have a mother and a father or two mothers? As for the child's father, I believe it's yours. I love you and sincerely hope I've fulfilled your deepest desires. Happy birthday. And with those words, she departed.